helping to reassure the stability of U.S. banks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today at the White House addressing the recent failure of two banks, saying the nation's banking system is secure. The president says the federal government will guarantee deposits at California-based Silicon Valley Bank.
No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund.
Regulators closed the Silicon Valley Bank Friday after it experienced a traditional bank run where depositors rushed to withdraw their funds all at once. It's the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Over the weekend, regulators announced that the New York-based Signature Bank had also failed. President Biden's heading to California to meet with prime ministers of the U.K. and Australia. That meeting comes as Australia is expected to buy more U.S.-made submarines. It's an extended West Coast trip for the president. The White House says he'll also visit Monterey Park, California, the site of a mass shooting, to discuss gun violence, then head to Las Vegas. A group of at least 1,000 migrants rushed the bridge linking Mexico to El Paso, Texas yesterday.
Officials say crowd control measures had to be used after the massive group of mainly Venezuelan migrants continued pressing forward against the razor wire fence. The southern border sees over 870,000 migrant encounters so far this fiscal year. That's a 29% increase from the same time last year.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The Biden administration today announcing the approval of an $8 billion oil project in northern Alaska. Approval of the so-called Willow projects expected to also include plans to block or prevent drilling in 16 million acres in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. Critics say the project will harm the environment, but supporters say it will provide jobs, tax income, and help the country become more energy independent. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a diplomatic fight between the Pope and one of the world's most devout Catholic countries.
President Daniel Ortega has ordered the closure of both the Vatican's embassy in Nicaragua and Nicaragua's embassy in the Vatican. This after the Pope compared the Nicaraguan government to a communist or Nazi dictatorship. The Ortega government started cracking down violently on dissent 5 years ago. Some Catholic leaders allowed protesters to shelter in their churches. Dozens of religious figures were arrested or fled the country. In an interview a few days ago, Pope Francis described the president as unbalanced. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen is set to testify today before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged to porn star Stormy Daniels on the former president's behalf. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is considering charges against Trump, who has denied the affair. One movie scores big at last night's Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once was the big winner at the 95th annual Oscars, winning 7 awards. The clip, courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, All Quiet on the Western Front, followed with 4 awards. Michelle Yeoh winning Best Actress. Brendan Fraser took home the Best Actor award. Kaylee Kwan won for Supporting Actor, noting his mom was watching.
Mom! I just want an Oscar.
The big box office smashes Top Gun Maverick, and Avatar The Way of Water also took home trophies. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Scream 6 debuted in first place at the weekend box office, making $44.5 million domestically. Creed 3, which was the box office leader last week, dropped to second place. The Adam Driver sci-fi thriller 65 opened in third place. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is 4. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.